you're all intelligent enough to be here. I know you're busy. I'm not trying to make it so this is the class that just slams you with work. There's been a couple of times where things got larger than I wanted to be, but bottom line is, for me to go at a pace, I'm not talking about going 100 miles an hour, but for me to at least get through the book, same stuff I got through last year, and almost maybe even get a little bit further, which is my goal, you need to be able to do, you need to be doing the assignments. And that's not three people, that's everybody. It makes it too hard to get through things each day when half are doing it, half are not. It's, you know, we're trying to get you caught up for the people that didn't do it, and then not completely bore the people that did do it, and keep everything flowing. I mean, you really need to be doing it, okay? There has to be some sort of separation between what you're doing here and what they're doing in just regular pre-calc. There has to be something different. Otherwise, why call it a different class? We also just call it all pre-calc. Your pre-calc. There has to be something that's going to separate you besides just saying, well, I know the material probably better than they do. I mean, yeah, you probably do, but I mean, I'm trying to keep it to a point where we're getting through material, but I don't want to slam you. A couple times I know it got, said it got a little bit big, but you know, I'm not going to have homework every Friday. There's going to be times where I think it's necessary, but we just need to get where we're doing. Otherwise, why? We're not doing anything different than the other class. Might as well say, well, what's the point of me having an honors class anymore? Just drop and have all break. Because if everybody's just going to kind of sort of half do their stuff, let's just call it all the same class. And I want to get to a point where I'm working with the best people, the people who want to be here, people who want to do better. Yeah, you want the honors points, but you're good at math, and it's not that hard for you, and you want to do some harder stuff, not have to be bogged down by the people who aren't just getting much of anything. Like you find out maybe last year, not in too trig, where some stuff is taking you 5 minutes, and it's taking another half hour. Some stuff is just so easy for you, but I'm trying to get it where we're all working together at a fairly high level and getting through stuff, but when we're not all doing things, and I understand maybe once in a while somebody's not going to have something done. I'm not asking for it to be perfect. I'm just asking for it to give me, try to give a little more effort, a little more consistency, so we're all doing stuff at the same pace, at the same time. I have three of you that are doing stuff, four of you that aren't. I mean, we need to be more consistently doing stuff together, all at the same spot. And not, so what I will do, if you do not have it done, it's not a speech, I'm just saying, I want you to do it, and I want you to give it to me tomorrow. I'm going to pass these out today, but I'm not even going to have you do anything with them until tomorrow. Okay, I'll just make sure tomorrow when we start with section 5, we're all in the same spot. We're going to take the notes together. We're going to have an assignment tomorrow. The assignment's on the back, so I guess if you wanted to work ahead, that's fine, I don't care. But it's not something that's going to be due until Thursday. So we'll go through the notes tomorrow for section 5 with inverses of the function. And go through the notes. You'll have an assignment. It'll be due the next day. You'll need to have it done when you come in, not five of them done and trying to fill the rest of them in as we go. You need to have it done when you come in, and we need to be able to get through stuff. I'd say now there'll be a quiz Friday. Okay, so I'm going to pass back the quizzes now for the first quiz. If you have questions, talk to me about it. There'll be another quiz over sections 3, 4, and 5. Well, mostly 4 and 5, but I'll include a little bit from 3. And then the test will probably be maybe like Wednesday. Next week.
Is that all it is? Five sections?
What's that?
We get bonus points if we did it today.
Now you know.
I care more about the understanding than the token bonus point, but I understand your. I think we're trying to get more on the same page, so.
So yes, but I will be.
I'm going to push this bonus points thing. Yeah. Okay, then all we're doing is.
Now play it hunky too.
All we're doing is just this, so I guess she can come talk to me about it. If not, try to use the examples in the book for inverses.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here.
And then to do them, either. This is what we're doing for that, so make sure you have what your schedule's like. But if you can look it over and see, you can say, oh, I tried, I looked at the examples in the book, I can't figure it out, although I think two or three examples from the book I copied and put them on here, but I think you should be able to. If you follow the examples, I think you'll be able to figure it out. If not, talk to me, and we'll get you to where you need to be. So, you all know, I know who had it done. Kelly, Emily, the biggest mistakes are on the graphs, the piecewise function. A couple of the ones with domains were causing problems, and a little bit with increasing, decreasing, a couple people still got those back roads are messed up in their head, so, for the most part, they weren't that bad, though.
I think 38, 39.
You probably saw yours on deadline, didn't you?
Did you look at deadline?
Yeah, I saw.
See if I can get what you got on deadline.
I don't remember.